Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Justice Department searched President Biden's vacation home in Rehoboth, Delaware, for 3.5 hours yesterday. Biden's personal attorney says that no classified records were found, but that the FBI took some materials for review. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the latest search is part of an ongoing investigation of the president's handling of classified materials.
Turns out President Biden's in good company here. Of course, we know that former President Trump is under a special counsel investigation as well for his handling of classified materials. But former Vice President Mike Pence also found classified documents at his home in Indiana. There is definitely an issue here that is ongoing.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting. Social justice leaders from around the nation gathered in Memphis yesterday to honor Tyre Nichols, who was brutally beaten by police. Christopher Blank with member station WKNO says Nichols' funeral became a call for action for police reform.
Don't give up the fight.
Relatives of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Eric Garner came to support the grieving family. The Reverend Al Sharpton's eulogy called out the five black officers now charged with second-degree murder.
In the city that Dr. King lost his life, not far away from that balcony, you beat a brother to death.
Kamala Harris sat with Nichols' mother. The vice president called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
And we should not delay, and we will not be denied. It is non-negotiable.
For NPR News, I'm Christopher Blank in Memphis.
President Biden plans to meet with members of the Congressional Black Caucus today at the White House. As NPR Scott Detrow reports, they'll be discussing policing reform.
Nichols' death and the murder charges filed against police who were caught on video beating him after a traffic stop has renewed calls for federal policing reform. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the meeting will focus on attempts to reboot a stalled measure.
Look, these are members that the president has had a longstanding relationship with, as you all know, and it is a collaboration that we see this conversation becoming a collaboration again on dealing with an issue that is truly affecting the black community and also the brown community as well.
Vice President Harris led an administration delegation to Nichols' funeral on Wednesday. Scott Detrow, NPR News, The White House.
Hundreds of thousands of utility customers in Texas were left without power yesterday as another storm moved through the region. The weather system dumped a layer of ice and snow on areas from the southern plains to the southeast. The National Weather Service says that those conditions will continue today. Meanwhile, forecasters say that the Northeast can expect dangerous wind chills through Saturday. You're listening to NPR News. At least three people have been killed in a Russian missile attack on an apartment building in Donetsk. In the past 24 hours, Ukrainian forces have repelled attacks on several centers in Donetsk, which Russia annexed along with Luhansk. At least seven buildings were damaged by the missiles. One was destroyed. Russian hackers continue to target Ukraine with destructive malware and other digital attacks between the fall and winter. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports on new study released by a Slovakian cybersecurity firm.
Since Russia invaded Ukraine last February, cybersecurity researchers have been trying to better understand the role of digital weapons in the conflict. Most recently, a Slovakian cybersecurity firm called ESET published research about the attacks they've seen in the last several months. In October, Russian hackers targeted a Ukrainian energy sector company at the same time the Russian military was launching missiles against the energy grid. Analysts couldn't say whether the attacks were coordinated, but concluded the Russian units appear to have similar goals. Separately, ESET says, Russian hackers launched what looked like ransomware attacks in Ukraine, but in reality, they had no intention of releasing stolen files. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
Turkey vows to continue blocking Sweden's bid to join NATO as long as anti-Islam protests continue in Stockholm. Sweden and Finland sought membership in the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine. Turkey and Hungary are the only two nations in NATO standing in the way. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan supports Finland's NATO application but says that Sweden shouldn't bother applying. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.